Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, everyone, Peter here with Gamertag Radio, here with Danny, and we're here with Bob from Lucid Sound. Thank you so much for taking your time to come hang out with us, talk to us about the new headsets. We got, you know, we got a range of them. We got the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s last year, shortly after E3. Massive success from our standpoint, because we love the functionality, the sound, support, and everything. Fantastic. Tell us what's new for 2018 in Lucid Sound.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time to meet with us this week. I know it's a, we're very excited about E3 this year. We recently released the LS25. We're actually updating the LS25. The LS25 is our esports headset. It's a wired esports headset, which is actually just launched at GameStop. The LS25, what we're doing with the new version of it is we're doing an oval ear cup versus a round ear cup, so it'll be more comfortable. We also changed the ear pads so that they'll be replaceable, and they'll have a breathable cloth ear cup. We're very excited about that model. We have about six teams that we've signed up already who are using the headset. We were recently at PAX East, and it was pretty much the hit of the show from our booth perspective. So we're very excited about that product.
I know you guys have been focusing also on esports a lot. Can you tell us like what type of designs for those pro players or even those that are trying out for esports? What type of headsets are that's good for them?
We've been working with these teams to understand what they need. Mm-hmm. And if you are a headset user, there's a lot of features in headsets that esports guys don't use or they don't need. Right, so we've been focused on trying to give them exactly what they need, and not, you know, you don't want to pay for extra features that you're not going to use, and you don't want to, you know, you want to focus on the things that they need. So if you're an esports player, you're playing for, you know, comfort is really super important. The mic is super important because you want to be able to communicate with your teammates. You're wearing it for a long amount of time, and you need to communicate. Right, those are the kind of primary two. And then third is obviously audio quality. You need to be able to. You know, we always internally say, you know, audio is a weapon as well. You want to be able to know if somebody's sneaking up behind you. You want to know if, it's sometimes you can hear your opponent before you can see them. So, you know, those are kind of the three primary factors that we focus on. You know, another key feature that's exclusive to Lucid Sound is the ability to, the simplicity of adjusting the chat and volume. Many of the competitor headsets have a wheel that you have to kind of feel around to figure out where it is. With our headsets, it's the entire ear cup is the wheel that you're doing the adjustments with. So you reach up, you make a quick adjustment, you put your hand down. You don't have to feel around for the amp on the wire, and you don't have to feel around for the right wheel. So the ability to make those quick adjustments.
Now, you know, For gamers that are not into esports, they're just gamers at home, what are the differences with those headsets than the ones that are esports, design-wise or feature-wise?
At home, at a tournament or in a tournament situation, the main difference is the mic. You know, so if you're in a tournament and it's loud, you need a focused mic that picks up your voice. If you're at home, there's not as much sound around you, so you can have a more forgiving mic, an omnidirectional mic. So, you know, at a tournament, you want to make sure that you have noise isolation, you know, again, because there's, you know, you want to be able to focus, be immersed in the game so you can, you know, focus. At home, you know, typically, unless you're sitting next to a refrigerator or the air conditioner, you know, that it's a more forgiving environment, and you may actually want to be able to hear things that are outside. So, at home, you may not be playing as long as you are at a tournament, you know, because you're going from tournament to tournament. And hopefully, if you're winning, you're going to continue to play. So, you know, we've tried to set our feet, you know, our lineup so that it targets different types of players. So, esports is the basic headset that covers most of the needs for an esports player. Moving up the line to like the LS31 is a wireless headset, which typically you wouldn't use in an esports situation because you get interference and you want to sit close to the monitor. But at home, you know, you're probably going to sit 6 feet or more away from the TV, so you don't want the wire all the way across the room. So, you know, we're focused on wireless. We want to make sure even with wireless that you're getting good mic quality and audio quality, which is a different way of handling it versus going through a wire. You know, we still have, you know, surround sound is important at home because, you know, you may not be playing a competitive game. You might be playing a single player game. So if you're playing Fallout, you know, you're not really talking to friends. You're not really, you know, you're really more focused on, you want to be able to hear what hear what's going on in the world. You want to hear the videos in between sequences. You know, there's a different play pattern. So you want to have a headset that focuses on those aspects of play. So with the 31, takes advantage of Microsoft's Sonic and gives you surround sound through the Xbox. The 41 uses DTS surround sound. So depending on what level gamer you are, you would pick the different headset.
Going back to the microphone, I know in the original iteration, the LS30s and 40s, there was a built-in mic as well as the boom mic that's detachable. Is that feature still available on the 31s and 41s?
That's still in the products.
Fantastic. That's good.
And that's,
know.
You know, another feature we haven't really talked about was just style and design.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, primarily it's a gaming headset. We want to make sure it has all those features.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that's unusual in the gaming industry is that gaming headsets aren't, you know, they're kind of ugly. You know, so, you know, one of the goals is to make interesting and a headset that if you weren't connected to a console, you'd be happy to wear it on a plane or during your commute or wear it at school. And you know, that's part of the design.
Yeah. I'm thinking like for those that have like mobile, they're into mobile games, mm-hmm. iPad games, mm-hmm. Nintendo Switch, mm-hmm. which would you recommend like the right headset for those type of players? So,
well, all of them are mobile compatible.
Okay.
And we look at it, and most of the research bears out that most consumers, if you're a gamer, it's likely that you're playing on multiple platforms. You know, it's unlikely that if you're a Candy Crush player, you're probably also playing Fortnite, and you're probably also playing, you know, other games on other platforms. So we've designed the headsets so that they're universal in design so that you can bring them from platform to platform. So, you know, our top of the line 41, we provide a cable that you can provide to your plug into your iPad or your tablet. You could take it on the road, you could plug it into your PC. So, you know, again, one of the goals is to make sure that it's a truly universal headset.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd probably say the only knock I've ever had with the Lucid Sound LS40s was the weight and possible headband fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I work from home, so working from home, I always have my headset on because I'm on conference calls or just listening to music and stuff. Have you guys made any improvements on weight?
We've worked on both. The new one should be lighter than the last one.
Oh, wow. You know, that's good to know.
We're still finalizing production, but the plan is to make it lighter. We've also increased the battery life.
Oh.
So from 15 plus hours to 20 plus hours.
Oh, wow.
And then we've also improved the headband.
Okay.
So you can twist. It's a lot more durable. So you can twist it. You know, people, you know, depending on how when you put on your headband,
Right.
This way, so that obviously, as you mentioned, creates fatigue with the equipment. So we've changed the materials inside.
Oh wow!
So that it's a lot more durable and resilient.
That's fantastic news. And to be honest, I think Tim's aware of this. I actually had that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I work from home, so you figure 50, 60 hours a week. I had a pair of headphones on, so going on 3-4 times during the day, it did cause stress and I had an issue. And that's why I mentioned the support, you know, early on in the conversation, because working with him and Chris and everybody here at Lucid Sound, you guys were like on it. Like, it's like, hey guys, I have an issue with my band. No problem. Boom. I, you know, we were already, you know, communication got me a replacement. So
yeah, we 100% stand behind our products. Mm-hmm. We support it through warranty support. We have a phone number you call, you know, you can go through, you know, online and file a ticket, but we also have a number that you can call, and, you know, many of us just pick, we'll get the calls. And sometimes you're talking to the CEO of the company. Sometimes you're talking to the guy who designed the company. You know, it's a small enough company that, you know, that's part of how we get our information about the, what we want to put in new products.
Right. That feedback is critical.
You know, if we hear that, that a consumer is having an issue, we're looking at, you know, how do we fix it today and how do we fix it in the future? So this should represent a lot of feedback that we've gotten from consumers over the last year or two.
Fantastic. So when is the 3141s, when are they coming to market?
August, September time period.
And
so
what
time for holiday.
And price point?
They're the same price point, so we haven't changed it. So the 41 is $199. The 35X is $179. The 31 is $149.
Okay.
And then the LS25 is $79.
Okay. And aside from going to Lucid Sound and trying to purchase them, I know I've been trying, I know when I've sent friends out to like Amazon or something like that, they've been, they can't find them. Mm-hmm. So like where can our listeners and our viewers go to go buy these new headsets?
Well, the LS25 I mentioned is now available at GameStop.
Okay.
So that's great that it's, that we've got, you know, got the wide distribution on that product.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, most of the top retailers should have it in September.
Okay. All right. Can we talk about the partnership with Fractured Lands?
Sure.
Okay. All right. It's Peter here, continuing on with our Lucid Sound conversation here with Christy. We're talking about Fractured Lands. Talk to me about this game.
So this game is a battle royale style game.
You have my interest already. I'm good. Let's.
We have a really cool feature where we have a very like intense car mechanics in the game.
Okay.
And you obviously have to survive in the safe zone, and you kind of can't do that without the car element of the game.
All right.
So with the shooting aspect of the game, the cars are really cool. You can add attachments like fuel, rockets, things like that. We're going to eventually have weapons that go on the car too. And it's a really interesting sort of mix to this style of game.
All right. Who's developing the game?
Unbroken Studios. I'm the audio director there.
Okay. Where's the studio located? We need more information. I'm the big battle royale guy in the group.
Okay,
so
cool.
You have full attention. I want all the information.
Nice. So it's a kind of a combination of a lot of us have worked on Call of Duties, Medal of Honors, Battlefield, etc. in the past. And like 4 years ago, I think they started the studio.
Okay.
And just wanted to get back to our roots, start working on games that were more sort of like AAA shooter style games, but in the, you know, aspect of battle royale. So it's a pretty small team, but we've managed to do a lot in a short amount of time, and we're really looking forward to adding more guns, more vehicles, just making the gameplay even more fun as it goes along. So.
Well, you mentioned you're the audio person on the game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're here with Lucid Sound. Mm-hmm. You know, very. I have a good history with Chris and
awesome.
and his team and his development from back in the day with Triton, and now obviously with Lucid Sound, phenomenal sound effects. What is your honest opinion? You're on camera, so you know, we're going to hold you to this. So, you know, how has your experience been so far as you've been demoing it with the Lucid Sound headsets?
It's been really great. We've used a lot of different models, and they're all consistently really great with the game, with the audio. They represent it well. It sounds really nice in, you know, 360 fields. It's really immersive. Really couldn't ask for a better experience, honestly.
Which one have you been using? The
LS40s, primarily. But we have all of them in the studio, so I've been testing with all of them.
Awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah.
If people are interested in playing Fractured Lands, is it available? Is there a beta,
yes,
early access?
Yeah. We had our first closed beta a couple days ago, and we're going to be doing another one, I think, next weekend. You can go to our website. I think it's Fractured-Lands.
Okay.
To check out when the betas are, to get the keys, and to just sort of follow our progress.
Yeah, is that going to be PC only, or is there going to be console availability for this title?
Currently PC only.
Okay.
There's probably some stuff in the works that I don't know about.
So. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us about the game, and check out the game. Looks good.
Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.